And while you're at it, hey, Al Gore, why not put a green show focused on climate change solutions on your current TV network? Oh, too late. You sold out to Al Jazeera. Hi there, this is Betsy Rosenberg, host of the Green Front Radio Show. Great to be with you. We have another exciting program coming up. D.R. Tucker, my sometimes co-host, will be joining us in the second half of the hour. It's too bad he couldn't be here for the first, because we are going to be speaking in just a moment with the founder of the Green Tea Party Coalition. And Debbie Dooley really is onto something interesting, controversial, and effective, and that is bringing together what would seem to be disparate parties, Green Tea Patriots, and environmentalists, including the Sierra Club, no less, to get big energy out of the picture, at least in terms of overdue influence, and also to bring more solar power to Atlanta, Georgia. So we spoke to Sean Gleason last week. I think it was, no, Shane Al Gleason, most unusual name, very intelligent guy. He was very informative. If you missed that interview, you might want to catch it on the archives at thegreenfront.com or prn.com, FM.com, that is. Well, Debbie was not available. She was shooting a documentary about the Green Tea Party Coalition, and so she joins us today to tell us a little bit of background, and then also what happened last week on the Capitol steps, as there was a pep rally that Debbie and others organized. Welcome to the program, Debbie Dooley.
Well, it is a pleasure to be with the show. We had quite an event at the Georgia Capitol. We had representatives from Georgia Power were there. It is clear they're quite concerned about what we're doing. We unveiled our Bill of Rights, and to actually summarize this, we advocate that people should be allowed to install a renewable energy, alternative energy on their private property without interference from the public utility. We believe in freedom in the marketplace, that customers should have freedom and choice. And there were a lot of other issues that are relevant to Georgia and some of the laws that we have here. But I have heard, I was actually on Fox News on Friday, this past Friday, actually did a special report on Green Tea Coalition, and believe it or not, it was a positive report that they did. They interviewed Sierra Club, and they interviewed me. So, and it was a positive report. I have heard from people all over the United States, conservatives, young people that are conservatives, saying that they have been green energy supporters from the beginning, that they think it is the right way to go, and they love the approach that we're using, which is free markets, allow all energy to compete in the market and allow the consumer to make the choice, allow all energy on a level playing field in the marketplace. And that is something that we actually believe we have gotten a lot of support from, and from conservatives. So I think we're on to something really good.
I couldn't agree more. Certainly provocative and intriguing, and that's why we're really glad to have you on the show, so we can get, you know, a little bit more information and background about this unlikely bedfellow partnership. Again, environmentalists with Tea Party patriots. Is this something that you saw coming, Debbie? How did this actually, you know, get created?
Well,
because typically, as you know, and this has been something that, you know, we environmental advocates have been railing against, you know, why is it that conservatives, whose very name comes from conservation or conserve, there's the same root there, not so concerned about conserving natural resources, all about, you know, keeping big government out and conserving, you know, profits for, you know, big energy companies and big corporations too often. Not always, too often.
Well, and that is unfortunate, that it's that perception that's out there, and it's caused by a lot of these big conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity. Well, you know, they're funded with Koch money, Koch Brothers money. We have never been funded by Koch Brothers money. You know, from the beginning, I've been involved with the Tea Party movement from the beginning, and we have been independent. We resisted a lot of attempts at co-opting us And this is Tea Party Day, free markets. A monopoly is not a free market. Limited government. When the government subsidies and monopolies are the government's way of picking winners and losers, and I believe it's unconstitutional that they do that. Get the government out of the energy business. When we talk about subsidies, don't be a hypocrite and just point to subsidies for Solyndra and for solar. I've done extensive research, and coal and nuclear have been receiving massive subsidies since the 1940s, and they're still receiving massive subsidies. So let's talk about all subsidies. Let's don't pick and choose. Let's stop allowing the government to manipulate the energy market, and let's put that in the hands of the consumers to have choice and decide what energy they want to go with and what company they want to purchase their energy from. We're talking about energy freedom. That's something that is not a conservative value. It's not a progressive value. It should be an American value.
Hear, hear. Well, I have to ask you, since you brought up Solyndra, even though we thought we had heard the last of that debacle, the debacle being the, you know, supposed scandal that it wasn't, I'm sure you've noticed that, you know, the conservatives, Fox, you know, the right-wing talking heads have really, you know, made a field day ad nauseum about this Solyndra collapse. What really bothers us, those who are really just trying to get more renewable energy and, you know, less climate change, fewer greenhouse gas emissions out there and get more of America on board this crisis, is, you know, how they really just completely distorted the reason behind the Solyndra bankruptcy. I mean, it really had to do much more with the fact that China was using the same technology and making it faster and cheaper. At least that's our understanding. And so then they made it, you know, sound like, so, you know, solar industry is collapsing and solar power is not viable, you know, based on that Solyndra, you know, failure, when in fact many other companies in the fossil fuel sector have also failed. And so what do you think of your fellow, you know, conservatives who do this kind of distorting and for their own political, you know, personal profit motives, I guess? Maybe you can shed some light on this, because it's really, you know, angered those of us who have paid attention to how they totally, it's sort of like, you know, Climate Gate, the East Anglia. They took it out of proportion, took it out of context, distorted the heck out of it, exploited the heck out of it, and really did harm in terms of educating Americans about our climate change reality, and in this case, to go back to solar, you know, the potential of solar. Sorry to go on that little rant, but it's great to have you here to hear a slightly different, you know, perspective that perhaps we don't usually get here on the Progressive Radio Network on the Green Front radio show.
Well, I would say one sentence: follow the money. When something like that's going on, find out who donates, find out who stands to profit from it. The bottom line is that the energy market contributes, we're talking millions and millions of dollars every year. As far as Solyndra, they use that as a poster child to destroy competition for centralized energy, which are fossil fuels and nuclear. It was a, you know, an attempt to condition conservatives. When you hear solar, you think of Solyndra. And we're educating activists on the truth behind that, that solar is, to me, it is more of a, it is definitely a national security issue. There was a report that the Bush administration actually commissioned from the Department of Homeland Security, and it was on the vulnerability of our electric grid. The report was finished in 2007. President Bush did not want that, you know, report to be made public, so he classified it. President Obama recently declassified it, and there were a lot of articles about it, and it talked about how a very well-coordinated terrorist attack could actually hurl projectiles at some of the big transformers and cause a domino effect, and our nation could be in the dark for 2 weeks. And if it comes during the very cold of winter, you could have people actually die from the cold from it. And this report went on to say that there was another article, I believe it was in Forbes magazine, or it may have been Bloomberg that ran, that talked about how rooftop solar can actually, strengthen national security in the energy front, because it's easy to attack transformers or power plants, but it's hard to take out a power, take out the energy supply by attacking 1 million rooftop solars. I just think they're trying to stop competition, and that is the bottom line. We have a Solyndra here in Georgia. I don't know if you're aware of that. It happens to be an atomic Solyndra. And this is something that we took AFP Georgia to task over when they pointed out, and they were fighting a solar plan that the PSC had, they would refer to Solyndra. So Atlanta Tea Party sent out an email, and we said atomic Solyndra comes to Georgia. And we pointed out that Southern Company and Georgia Power had actually are seeking a federal loan guarantee like Solyndra got, but it would the amount they wanted would actually was three times what Solyndra sought. The nuclear industry is very heavily subsidized. The two Vogtle nuclear reactors are $700 million over projections now. It's a third of the way complete. The nuclear industries, these power electric companies, receive massive subsidies. We have a lot of information that we post. I don't know if any of your listeners are on Facebook, but we actually have, there's an older group called Green Tea Coalition. It's actually a group, but the newest one we keep updated is a page, is a Facebook page where you can have more people that actually like you. We keep a lot of that information and data on that page. When conservatives actually listen to the facts we lay out, they support us. Who is going to come out and say, I don't want energy choice? I sent out an email. It was actually Monday to went out to over 100,000 male Tea Party activists in Georgia. And we took a poll and a survey. We listed the Green Tea Coalition Bill of Rights, and we asked people, do you support this? Do you think this is good, or do you not support it? 92%, it was actually 91.34%, overwhelming supported what we're doing. So that let us know that our job is to educate activists. Conservation is conservative. Look at Teddy Roosevelt. Conservatives in the Republican Party have their roots in conservation. And Ronald Reagan signed the Montreal Protocol, which did away with the fluorocarbons. He was very proud of that accomplishment.
Ronald Reagan took the solar panels off the White House. What do you think of that?
Well, he did that, and I'm not sure why he did that, but he did sign the Montreal Protocol, and that's something he actually advocated for. I'm not sure about the solar panels, but I do know that this is something that the conservatives and the Republican Party better get a very good grasp on and understand that people are out there. We care about our environment. I have a 4.5-year-old grandson. I care deeply that he actually has a good environment, that he has abundant energy choice, that he has clean air, and that he has clean water. We just believe that we should let the market handle everything. Cut out all energy subsidies and let energy compete on a level playing field in the market, and let the market and consumer decide what energy is viable and what energy is not. But as far as Tea Party activists, we believe in decentralization of government. We don't like a strong centralized government. And so it would be natural that when activists are educated and that they really see the facts that they have been manipulated all of these years, that green energy is bad, I think that we could propel this movement and reach a lot of the green energy and have a high percentage of the homes and industry running green energy a lot faster if we can get conservatives on board. I love solar. I mean, if, you know, people put out a lot of wrong information on it. They're taking data that are 2 and 3 years old. I remember when, and I don't know if any of your listeners, and I guess I will date myself, but I can remember the time when we actually had the breakup of the Bell system. And look at the advancements and technology that our phone systems have made by allowing to compete on the free market, by allowing competition, allow advancements. I have no doubt that in a few years we can actually, if we allow solar to compete in the marketplace, and that we allow, just open the market for all green energy, and we allow it to compete in the marketplace, I believe that we'll have advanced within 5 years, so you can completely unplug from the grid and you can run solar 24/7. Let's give it a chance to compete. Conservatives, open your eyes. Investigate. God gave you a brain. Don't take what I say. Don't say, well, she's right. Don't do that. Investigate the facts yourself, and it will lead you to one conclusion, and that is we need energy to compete on a level playing field in the market.
Hell hath no fury like an intelligent, informed grandmother concerned about her grandchild. You go, Debbie. I love it.
Well, thank you.
We just have a couple minutes left. I understand that the Koch brothers are actually shaking in their boots a little bit because you're kind of disrupting the, not only the status quo, but sort of the political, you know, predicted political paradigms. And that's exactly what we need, is to shake things up and shake some brains loose.
It absolutely is. I mean, conservatives have been told for years that, oh, green energy is bad, and all of a sudden you have conservatives that are outspoken that are coming out saying, no, it's not bad. We just believe things should be done in a conservative way. This message is resonating with conservatives. My appearance on Fox News, and I was actually surprised that it was a positive report. For the most part, on Fox. There were two different segments that ran. They had a long and a short. It ran all day on Friday. I had positive response from all over the nation, and young people are just listening to the message. They love it. All of a sudden, we're going to make it cool to support, for conservatives to support green energy. And it's messaging that's so important. You have to have your message. If you're talking to progressives, you stay with the same core values, but your messaging may be a little bit different than if you're talking to conservatives. To progressives, you're talking about, well, you know, climate change, you know, all of this. But when you're talking to conservatives, a message that resonates is, hey, green energy, clean environment, choice, consumer choice. Let the market decide. Let all energy compete in the marketplace, and let's see who wins. And I think that is a message that is awakening a lot of conservatives. I believe a sleeping giant has awakened. We just have to stay on message, and we have to have people like you to actually help us get our message out, because I can tell you here in Georgia, we've attracted more national media than local media, and my belief is, since we're taking on a public utility monopoly that spends millions and millions of dollars advertising on a lot of the local TV stations in Atlanta, and that actually spends a lot of money advertising in the local newspapers, they don't want to do anything that's actually going to harm that advertiser. So we depend on shows like you to help us get the message out. Go to Green Tea Coalition. on Facebook, go to our Facebook page. I'm Debbie Dooley. I'm on Facebook, and you can send me, you know, I have Atlanta Tea Party and Green Tea Coalition in the information section. Keep up with what we're doing.
And Debbie, it's just a pleasure to meet you because I don't know if I mentioned in the pre-interview that 3-4 years ago, I guess it was 3 years ago when the, you know, Tea Partiers got into Congress, some 30 of them, and they all proclaimed that they did not believe in climate change, quite proudly, quite stupidly, in our opinion. Some of us got together and said, well, if they're the Tea Party, we need a Green Tea Party, you know, for those who are concerned about the fact that the, you know, the water's heating up quickly here. And before we boil over, maybe we should, you know, just slow the steam and look at what this is saying. This is saying, you know, that I want to lead you. I want to be your representative as a Tea Party activist, but I don't believe what 97.9% of scientists are saying. I mean, that was outrageous, and that got us all steamed. But you know what I was told? I was told that even though we had a great concept and this kind of point of view was needed and, you know, whatever we could do to get it out there in the media, that this, there's something wrong with this picture, we were told that don't have a name that has, you know, Tea Party in it because it'll only backfire. It's so incendiary.
But this hasn't because, I mean, this is actually hasn't. I mean, it's resonated with our target audience.
No, I completely agree. I think you're the perfect group to be the Green Tea Party Coalition. You know, it was more confusing when it was a bunch of environmental activists being the Green Tea Party.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I really support what you're doing. I think it's great to get out of the box and have a new, fresh way of thinking about this. We don't have time to waste, do we?
No, we don't. I mean, we absolutely don't have time to waste, and we need to actually do something about this, and I think we can. I think we have, you know, as with everything, it's messaging. Messaging's extremely important, and I think we have the right messaging. I think, as I said, energy freedom and liberty appeals. It's not a conservative issue. It's not a progressive issue. It's an American issue. We come together as Americans, and that's what we're doing. We're coming together as Americans.
And I could not agree more. One last comment, and I know you've got to go. We'll let you go in just a minute and a half here, but you know, one of the things that's crazy is when people say, well, I don't know about this global warming stuff. It's political or it's been politicized. Well, it has. It doesn't mean you dismiss the science, and really ultimately, isn't the future of, you know, a stable life on this planet and civilization and our children's grandchildren a practical matter, much more so than political. And that's what we need to take it out of that political realm. So by mixing it up the way you are, I hope you're at least getting some attention. It sounds like you're getting a lot of attention. So good for you, Debbie. I know you've got to go to a kung fu class. I want you to get just as strong and as much fighting spirit as you can possibly get for the weeks, months, and years ahead. We need you. So thanks for adding your voice to the mix.
Well, thank you, and it's my honor to be on your show anytime. Yes, when I just started taking kung fu a month ago, I thought, well, I'm taking on all these powerful groups, so I better know how to defend myself.
Oh, gosh. So, last 30 seconds, I promise. What do you think of a carbon tax? And I know that's no small question, but I've got to get your opinion on that. Given.
Well, I think if it's called a carbon tax, it will, you know, it probably will not pass. I think what needs to be done is we need to highlight what damage all these corporations are doing to the environment, and they should have to pay for it, whether it's a fee or whatever. But I don't think American people believe that taxpayers should have to pay for the damage to the climate from all of these manufacturing plants and coal plants and all that. The corporation owners should have to pay that.
Well, Debbie Dooley, head of the Green Tea Party Coalition, thank you for giving our folks a lot to steep on, if you will, and a lot of people of all political stripes, because really this is exactly the conversation we need to be having. So really appreciate your work, and we'll check in with you in a couple months, see how you're doing.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, go Kung Fu. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. D.R. Tucker will be joining me in just a couple minutes. Stay with us.